You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live on CSN, coming at 9 o'clock. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Sean Devaney is going to join us. We'll talk some NBA hoops. 12-0 in the Western Conference right now. That's what Golden State is.
Exciting.
First, in the playoffs. First team ever.
A riveting postseason so far.
Terrible.
Been great.
Is it possible I could be in a situation where I root for LeBron?
Yeah.
Because they are the dogs? I never really thought I could. I mean, I didn't hate LeBron.
Well, did you last year?
Can't remember. I used to like Curry, but Curry, I'm kind of out on Curry. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of out on Durant, too, lately.
I know, Kevin Durant was my guy. I've kind of lost it. Remember when he was super humble, he won the MVP?
Yeah, he's becoming kind of douchey.
Yeah.
He's turned heel. What was Stephen A. Smith's rant about how he hates Durant now? He's disrespectful for the fans. And
I guess just because Kevin said something about if you don't like the game, just turn it off. I don't know. Just Kevin was just being like, I don't care. If you don't like it, turn it off. Which I don't have a problem with Kevin's response on that, to be honest with you.
What's up?
Stephen A. just...
Well, I don't really have a problem with Durant. I think Durant was just asked, you know,
I agree.
What do you think about these playoffs? You know, people are tuning out. The games are blowouts.
I don't have a problem with his response.
Well,
no, no, I mean, no. You heard what I said. Yeah. I said I don't either.
Yeah, I mean.
He just said, yeah, if you don't like it, turn it off.
Right.
I have no problem with that.
Why is he getting criticized for that? Why is he getting raked over the coals?
Well, Stephen A. is being just looking
Stephen
for attention.
He just wants to be on the cover.
Screaming
at him. But you do agree, though, Cakes, that over the last year or two, Kevin has turned heel in a lot of ways.
Somewhat. But, I mean, I still think he's a good guy.
Deep down, I think he is. Deep down at his core.
He probably is, but he has become one of the more unlikable now, where he used to be one of the most likable.
Super likable. Yeah, I agree. I'm sure he's a great guy.
To me, the biggest thing is, I mean, he got eliminated by the Warriors, and then a month later he joined them, and it was a close series. Oklahoma City could have won that series.
Well, I give him credit. He wants to win titles. He doesn't want to play his whole career.
It just was the easy way out.
And just run into that buzzsaw year in and year out. I don't have a problem with that.
All right, you're not going to have a problem if John Wall joins the Cavs.
Some people do.
If eventually he realizes he can't win a title here, and he wants to latch on with LeBron.
Cakes would be so bitter if John Wall left the Cavs.
Of course
left
I would.
For the Cavs.
But I would understand his decision.
Little story yesterday that John Wall wants to speak to management about their plan for the future before he signs the Supermax deal.
I don't like that.
Oh, come on. You're not really buying into that one, are you?
No, but it's a smart move to just at least hear him out.
I agree with you.
It's smart to say it.
Yeah. Right.
But he's going to sign.
That mofo is going to sign.
Yeah, he's going to sign that big fatty
deal. Plus, I think he loves it here.
By the way, the plan,
it's smart. Use your leverage.
I saw somebody on Twitter say, here's the plan. We're going to get a bench.
Yeah.
They had 5 points in game seven.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, the problem is, how are you going to do that?
There's not much they could do. I mean,
everybody knows they need a bench.
That's what you're going to tell John Wall.
Here's the plan. We hope LeBron gets bored and just retires early. That's the plan. We hope that's what happens.
No, that's not happening.
Because when he is in his prime, you're just not going to win the East.
So his deal would be 4 years, 100. I thought I saw 170. That is stupid.
4 years, $170 million.
It's about $42.5 million a year.
It would pay him. I thought I saw 36 or 38 million.
Well, if you do 170 divided by four, it's 42.5.
Well, I mean 170. I think was just I rounded up. I think it's somewhere in the mid 160s.
But that would still be over 40.
Yeah,
he'd be getting a healthy pay raise.
Yeah, it's just sick. If it's $170 million over four or anything close to that, it's over $40 million. Anything over 160 is over 40.
Yeah. So
I'm a math genius. Thank you.
I think it would start out at 36 and then escalate.
Work its way up. So by the last year, he's making like 50 or something.
And he's not turning that down.
Must be nice when your starting salary is $36 million. It just goes up
from
there.
He can ask management until he's blue in the face what their plan is. Right. He's going to sign for $40 million a year.
But they said our plan is to finish last every year. Okay.
All right. Where's the contract?
Cakes was crowing about the Bitcoin. I don't know if crowing is the right word. Lamenting the fact that we all didn't buy Bitcoin back in 2010.
I don't know what we're doing with our lives.
Once you tell everyone who's listening right now, I don't even know if people understand what Bitcoin is. Probably most people do, right? Some sort of electronic currency.
It's like an online currency. I don't quite understand it.
Right.
But our buddy Al Rashid tweeted me yesterday. Let me see if I can find it. This is from @RTUK News. I don't know what that is. $100 in Bitcoin in 2010. now worth nearly $73 million.
So think about all the $100 bets you've made in the last 7 years.
So
now,
many.
Fruitless those have been. Maybe you won 110 or 120.
Yeah. Man, you bet $100 on Bitcoin, you're a big fat one.
Biggest winner in the history of life.
And I'm sure in 2010, we were talking about Bitcoin.
Well, I can remember because it was a currency that people were using as an alternative to cash in poker.
And I guarantee you this, we scoffed at it.
Of course.
We said, Bitcoin?
Well, you
sure
kept hearing.
Remember
it had a scandal 4 or 5 years ago where it like crashed and they thought that like the guy that started it, like, I don't know, it was running some sort of Ponzi scheme or something.
Right.
Remember? It was a whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, back in 2009, 2010, it was dicey to put any money in Bitcoin. But apparently it's paid off.
I can't believe I wasn't degenerate enough to put $100 in Bitcoin.
I don't know what we're doing. We're stupid.
I mean,
that's what we're doing.
I literally sent $300 to some woman in Costa Rica that took the money or did a money transfer. What's that? The company does the
Western
money.
Union?
Western Union money.
Dubs.
To a woman. This was in the early, like 2010, 11, somewhere around that, right after Black Friday, whenever the hell that was, when online poker was cracked down by our government. I sent money, Western Union, to a woman in Costa Rica who accepted the cash, and then the move was she had a Bible where she cut a hole out in the middle of it. She put my money, my $300, I think it was, in the Bible, and then she like walked it or put it on a donkey to a guy who then deposited it into my poker account.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't put $100 on Bitcoin and be worth $73 million today.
My math is wrong, and I'm going to go
with
your
math
is better.
Correct here on that story. By the way, in Japan, they now allow retailers to accept Bitcoin, and that has boosted trading in yen, which now accounts for over 40% of all Bitcoin trade.
A guy that I know that EB knows and I know that Valdez knows said that at one point Bitcoin was 8 cents per coin, and now it's $2,100 or somewhere in that neighborhood.
What was that source that told you that it'd be worth $73
million? Well, it was via Al Rashid.
Oh, Al Rashid.
Okay. Junkies P1.
Here in the New York Post, it's a little less. It says $100 invested in Bitcoin in July of 2010 would be worth $3.5 million.
Okay, that's a significant amount of difference.
Huge difference, but still very significant.
Yeah.
Of course, right? No one here is turning their back on 3.5.
No, but the $73 million story comes from. I mean, I have the story from Yahoo. I sent it last night.
Yeah,
and it said at one point a Bitcoin was worth 0.003 cents.
See, here's the problem. Now that it's $2,100 per Bitcoin, I feel like I've officially
missed the boat.
Same way that I feel like I've missed the boat on Amazon stock, which is near $1,000 a share. At some point,
you're not jumping in now.
Well, at some point, Amazon could be $3,000 a share.
You can still jump.
Why wouldn't I jump in at $1,000? See what I'm saying?
I feel like you. I've missed the boat.
I feel like I've missed the boat too.
Berkshire Hathaway has several stocks, right? And I have one of the nubbier ones,
right?
That I bought for whatever it was, couple G's, and it's like tripled since then. I mean, you don't
right.
need, even though I only have a small number of shares.
Yeah, Drab T-shirt only has 3 shares of Amazon, but he's butt-sized and he's got the 3 shares.
Right.
He's very happy he bought those 3 shares.
I'm just happy CBS went up $2 since last week.
You do love that. You have a big stake.
We're the worst stock pickers ever, though. The worst. I know for a fact I am. That's why I'm out. I don't even give my broker tips. Like, I know Cakes is big into that. He and our guy Ed, they sit down there and they exchange emails.
I pretty much say, hey, Ed, what are you thinking of doing with my paltry $11,000 for my IRA this year?
Yeah, but you'll say, hey, I'd like, can you look at UA or can you look at, you give him
I've
some ideas.
I've done that before, but for
I
the most part, I lean on him.
He's
the guy that I'm paying to make the picks.
Right.
God, that's such a loser stock, Under Armour.
What's that at now?
I think I bought it at 38. It's down to 19.
Really? My guy told me to get out of that like a year and a half ago.
Got to be patient. It's a long
he
game,
actually
my friend.
Did something
I hate when you
right.
say that.
It's a long game.
He told me that stock was
due. I can't sell it now.
What are they saying about CBS? Is there still a buy on that one, Cakes? Like, what's the general consensus big sillies?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
I guess we're in too deep now.
We're pot committed, so to speak. So pot committed.
So I was just looking up some stats. So Golden State advanced to their third straight finals, which is the first team to do that, I guess, since the Lakers in the Western Conference. their average margin of victory in the playoffs, you'd think playoffs, you're playing better teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
16.3 points.
That's why I might have to root for the Cavs.
I mean, they're just demolishing people.
How are you going to root for Golden State?
I just don't root for LeBron. Well, I don't have the same venom I did years ago.
Did they play Portland in the opening round?
Yes.
Portland, then Utah?
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the Spurs.
Swept the ball out.
Spurs without their best player.
We're about to beat them in game one, and then Kawhi went down, and they overcame a 25-point deficit. Do you know what the record is in the last 28 games?
Golden State?
28 games. So you've got 12 in the playoffs, or 12-0. You go to the end of the regular season.
I don't know. 26-2.
27-1.
Well, the rest of the league blows.
They don't even need their head coach. Is their head coach there? Like, half the time Steve Kerr's there, half the time it's Mike Brown.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's kind of weird. Is he going to walk around and wear the ring with pride? It's like being on the...
I mean, he took
the coach of the year, even though Luke Walton won like 50 games
for
him.
You act like it's hard to beat the Jazz when you got four All-Stars on your team.
I mean, people tried to make it seem like the Jazz would be a threat because of Rudy Gobert and Gordon Hayward.
Real threat.
They have Boris Diaw on the roster. Yeah, that roster's guard. Shelvin Mack on the team.
Well,
starter.
Yeah. Give the Jazz three more All-Stars, and they probably could. It's a super team.
That's why I lost a little bit of respect for KD. Could have done it on his own with Russell Westbrook.
I didn't kill him as much for that. It's just
The timing of it. I mean, they lost in seven, right? It was game seven. They had a lead.
He realized he couldn't get past them.
Yeah, but I don't think, even if he had
came to that realization.
I mean, he was this close to
getting
past them.
Didn't get past them.
He could have gotten past them.
I felt like even if he won, I think in hindsight, I think he still might have left.
But then you also, after you heard all the stories about the supposed rift between he and Westbrook.
Right.
And if he really wanted to play with them anymore.
Right. Although they are allegedly speaking again. Did you guys see that? That came out about a month or so ago.
Yeah, but the fact that they didn't speak tells me a lot.
I wouldn't have had a problem had he joined a different team. But join that Golden State team, a team that had won 73 games in the regular season.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Lost a little bit of respect.
That's why I'm not surprised they're winning 12 straight.
But you're still rooting for Golden State.
I will, but yeah. I've lost a lot of interest in the playoffs have been abysmal.
What'd I tell you?
And
I'm out on the NBA.
You've got Boston, who's coming off a win where they hit 18 three-pointers. Am I really going to expect them to compete? By the way, if you watch the first half of that game, they were getting their butts kicked by Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
They won a game by the skin of their teeth when LeBron had 11. When's that going to happen again?
Right. Yeah, they had a 21-point lead at home and lost.
LeBron duds happen the about ratings, every 6 years.
The ratings have to reflect it. I mean, I haven't seen the ratings, but the ratings have to be awful, right?
This is why I don't love when EB says...
The ratings in the NBA Finals will be great. I believe the NBA Finals ratings will be great. But all the conference finals have to be terrible.
Yes. EB always says he loves seeing dominance. Dominance isn't that fun when it's just route after route after route.
Oh, it is if it's the team that you root for.
Agreed.
But if it's casual eyeballs,
correct.
It's not fun.
Yeah, but it's still early. So this year's dominance. Now, if they start reeling off wins, like 2, 3, 4 in a row, I think it'd get interesting.
Well, it would be 2 out of the last 3, and they should have won last year, but for Draymond Green getting suspended totally changed the outcome of that series.
Well, you just have to wait for these donks to get older, and then there'll be another two teams that'll dominate.
I guess it's just the way of the NBA.
I mean, the Spurs got older, and now they're pretty much cooked. And they're going to be different in the next
Hicks
few
doesn't
years.
Begrudge KD, but if John Wall leaves...
Oh, he's not leaving.
He'll always be
KD's
partial.
Not my guy.
He'll always be partial to John, though. That's the
thing. Of course.
He'll always be partial
my
to
guy.
He never had venom for him like he did like Kwame.
I've got the feels for him right here, in the ticker.
But if John left for the Celtics...
Well, I wouldn't root for him then because he's not playing for my team. Of course. Why would I care about any player that leaves here and goes and plays for another team?
Hmm.
Do you have a soft spot
for any ex Washingtonian?
A few.
Like
Brooks like. That's my guy. Love me some Brooks. Like me some Brooksy.
That's only because you know him personally.
That's it.
That's the only reason.
You know who I don't have fondness for? Philip Forsberg, who's leading the Nashville Predators the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, they're in.
Well, but you love Martin Erat, though.
I do not love Martin Erat.
Where was Nashville seated?
Eighth.
Eighth seed.
The eighth seed in the Stanley Cup Final.
That's why hockey, man.
Yeah, it's just a joke.
Hockey's just wacky.
I love the playoff hockey, man, but hard to predict.
Not that hard to predict. The Penguins are probably going to win it all again.
Barry Trotz leaves. Preds going to the final.
What are you trying to say, Case?
I'm not saying. I'm just pointing out a fact.
Who runs the franchise?
David Poile, David former Capitals.
Oh, I guarantee you.
That hurts.
I guarantee you they're pointing it out down there in Nashville.
100% chance they are. They definitely are.
Phone
now, they're going to lose the Penguins, so enjoy your run while you've had it.
If the Penguins advance, which we know they will.
You're making me laugh.
Phone number is always so you can touch this, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.